It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, it's how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is your boy Ray from Duval.
Whatever, Ray.
It was good. I'm going to give a shout out to my squad, 813, but I actually wanted to call out for Donkey of the Day. To these individuals out here that get these blessings on blessings on blessings, and then the next couple of days later, you see them broke, complaining on social media, can't get out of situations that are in, but you just got your $600 stimulus check, your $100 stimulus check, you're getting lawsuits after lawsuits, but you just splurge and turn up with all this money, and, you know, don't think about your priorities.
Is there anybody in particular you're thinking of? It sounds like you know somebody you have in your head right now.
A couple of people.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put nobody out like that, because, you know, you don't get blessed like that. But if they hear it, they'll know.
Okay, yeah, sounded personal.
All right, thank you, brother.
Yay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Donald from Northport, Florida.
Donald, what up? Who you want to give donkey to, brother?
Man, I want to give it to Doug Peterson, man. He know them Giants are trying to get in the playoffs.
To who?
Wait, who did you give it to?
Doug Peterson. Coach Doug Peterson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the coach. Yeah, I mean, the Giants, they did their part. They won. They beat Washington twice. All the Eagles had to do was win. Eagles talk all that ish, and they look sloppy, nasty, disgusting. They put a third-string quarterback in. They were dropping balls, fumbling.
He didn't want to kick a field goal.
He didn't want to kick
the tie the game.
And down three. Three would have tied the game. Why not kick the field goal? Like, somebody from Philly got to explain this to me, man. Yeah, y'all look sloppy. Y'all did that. It's all right.
Man, Doug on his way out. He said, yo, I'm taking my trophy. I'm going home.
Word. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
It is Mike from VA.
Mike from VA. Get it off your chest, Mike.
I want to give Donkey of the Day to Charles and for, you know, doing everything they can to make sure that I can see my son for the holidays. Actually, I haven't seen him in maybe 5 years. I mean, five months. And they're using COVID-19 and restraining orders, man. You know, Charles, he did a bid, got out, you know, found his wife pregnant. You know, and he's been doing everything that he can to say, you know, that's his son and not mine, you know, and we got DNA results. But, yeah, they use COVID-19 and restraining orders to try to make
sure. Now, hold on. This whole thing sounds messy. So let me get this right. He was in jail. You was banging his chick. She got pregnant by you. Y'all had a baby. Now he's out of jail. He don't want you to see your son.
Yeah, he's doing everything he can. And he has a 13-year-old daughter that he's not in her life. So, you know, it's real messy. It's real messy. Real men don't do that. Real men don't do that.
Why do you have a restraining order against you, sir? Why a restraining order?
So I couldn't see my son for the holidays. That was just basically it. It's been
nothing physical or nothing like
that. I've had within the past 3 months, and both of them have been thrown out by the court. So it's just, you know, anytime she can't use COVID-19 as a reason for me not to see my son, she makes sure that she files a restraining order. You know, and so both of them are going out. Yeah, so it's real.
How old is your son?
He's eight. You know, great kid. I love him. Can't wait to see him. You know, but
keep fighting, brother.
You know, I'm fighting.
People got to stop doing that to their kids, man. Because your kids will grow up, when they find out what you did, they're not gonna like you.
Yeah, the only thing about that, there's always two sides to every story, right? So we heard this side.
Well, we know his side right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to the story. But I hope he can
see his son.
Absolutely. All right. That was Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne is out. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, now, during this pandemic, there's a lot of things that we shouldn't have done, right? Now, Yee talked about yesterday that I went to Atlanta to DJ. I went to work. That's where I went.
Should I post this video? This video looks crazy.
Is working. No, you don't have to post no video. So we're asking 800-585-1051.
Like, no, please don't.
What's something you did during this pandemic that you knew that you shouldn't have done? That you knew that I shouldn't have done that. But it is what it is. Look, I ain't gonna front. I've been in this house since what, March? I haven't done any parties, nothing like that. So I was like, you know what? In the new year, I'm getting back to DJing. I miss it. Like, this is my life. This is everything. I miss DJing. I miss making people happy. I miss making people dance. And I missed it. So I DJ. I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it again. But
get that cash.
You know, but 800-585-1051. Some things that you shouldn't have done during this pandemic that you did. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.